Listen, taking a week or even a few days out of the office for a vacation can certainly put anyone in a good mood, right? We all love to take our vacation time. But it turns out, it turns out that all those positive effects of a few days without work, they don't actually last long, okay? Mm. Unfortunately, for quite a few people, those positive effects are fleeting. In fact, the poll finds that 24% of workers say the positive effects disappear as soon as they return to work. They need another vacation.
You're in the same environment.
Right, exactly. While 40% say they only last a few days. Now, of course, not everyone returns from vacation relaxed and rejuvenated because people tend to work on vacation more than they planned. Mm-hmm. So, Steve, I got to ask you, would you say you return to work after vacation with a better attitude? Are you more motivated and productive? Do you have a hard time?
Yeah, I definitely am.
Oh, you are? Okay.
I definitely am.
Because you take a long vacation. Yeah, you're ready to come back.
And he sounds rested when he comes back.
No, I don't. No, surely that's not true.
You're not ready to come back?
I'm not ready to come back.
You just have to.
I stay on vacation. Vacation with pay permanently? I would do it in a heartbeat.
Oh, well, yeah. Mm. Who wouldn't? Yeah. But do you have a hard time relaxing, you know, coming down when you first get on vacation? I know I do. It takes me a minute.
Do you miss us?
No.
Never.
Yeah, it takes me about 4 days to disconnect.
Yeah, to get into.
To really get it. Mm-hmm. It used to take me a week, but now I've gotten better at it. It's only going to take me 2 days this year.
Yeah.
Because I've already started leaving here.
Yeah, you're gone.
In your mind.
You're not even here right now.
So you gone right now?
I've already just left here any damn day.
You're on vacation.
So you'll be relaxed in no time, huh?
Soon as I get there.
Where are you going this year?
Same place I go every year, Shirley.
Oh, okay.
Going to go see some of the things. We have friends in places now that live there.
Mm-hmm.
That know when we come.
Oh, really? Rich. Okay, that's good. Cool.
Yeah. That's big balling right there, boy.
You know, rich friends always like more rich friends.
Yeah, that's they flock together.
Yeah, they go together.
Rich.
Yeah.
Meet all my friends at the mall.
Right. The movie.
In the food court.
In the food court.
I love when Jay said he had a Rolls Royce, but he didn't have a Rolls Royce lifestyle.
No, I had Rolls Royce.
He wasn't going Rolls Royce places.
I was not.
If you see a Rolls Royce parked in front of the stove. And not at the gas pump.
I have a Rolls Royce life. I had to get rid of that car, man.
Where were you going, Jay?
7-Eleven.
You hopping out Rolls Royce getting a Slurpee.
Roscoe's chicken and waffles.
Getting a chicken and waffle. I'm out front the dollar store. It don't look right.
A dollar store.
Okay, the other day, my wife and I were going on our anniversary trip.
Mm-hmm.
So when we got through taping Family Feud Friday night. Our anniversary was Sunday, so I took her away for a couple of days. Cliff picks us up, our driver. Mm-hmm. Picks, goes to the house, gets Marjorie, comes to the set and picks me up. When I get through, I take the makeup off. I get in the car. We're in the wrong car. We decide to celebrate, start celebrating our anniversary. We gonna stop at Fat Burger.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah.
We pull up in the parking lot. There is no drive-thru. We pull up in the parking lot, and we're trying to park. The eyes that was on us. They can't see in my car, but people going, who? People in the subway was looking out going, who the hell trying to back in this spot? We pull up. Cliff get out to go inside to get the Fat Burger. He called ahead so they could start ordering. We sitting there, people just walking by, just looking at the car. We wrong like two left shoes sitting up in here. Marjorie says, Steve, I don't think this was a good idea. I said, well, we here now. You want me to tell Cliff, forget it, let's go? She said, no, I want the Fat Burger. Because she had never had the Fat Burger before until the other day.
Uh-huh.
It was her first Fat Burger.
Oh, wow.
So we in a Rolls Royce.
And Fat Burger.
In the parking lot of the Fat Burger with a laundromat next door, a Subway.
Oh, y'all went to one Chinese right there.
That keeps you humble. That keeps you humble.
Oh, man.
Good, though, wasn't it? That burger was good, though, wasn't it?
Boy.
Did Marjorie like it?
She said, Steve, I never. She said, I've driven by it, but it sounded like it wasn't good. It was called Fat Burger. I said, okay.
Fat Burger good.
Yeah, yeah.
Fat Burger
yeah.
good.
With them fat Put that fries, egg man. On there. Woo!
Fat Burger Ooh, better Tommy. Than In and Out to me.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that, especially now. Yeah. I agree with that.
Especially now. What happened?
Well, I don't know. Since we've been gone and been back, In-N-Out Burgers taste different to me now.
I knew In-N-Out Burger wasn't good when I saw all skinny people coming out.
But I don't care where you go. It's always a line around the block Mm-mm. to In-N-Out Burger. Mm-mm. But they're yeah. a little different to yeah. me now Mm-mm. than they were when we
I
first
do,
lived
I do
here.
Like Vegas Five Guys, good. Though.
Oh, I like Five Guys. I like Five Guys.
Oh, Five
yeah.
Guys is outstanding.
I like Five Guys. Yeah,
yeah. yeah man. Yeah. They make a burger.
And I like their fries. I like Five Guys.
Do they
fries.
Have Five Guys in L.A.?
Yeah, they do.
They
yeah.
everywhere.
I ain't seen them.
Oh, yeah, they have
Let's
them.
Let's buy one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe you should take the rolls out again and, you know, try to
he
find
said,
one.
I ain't seen them. Where do you go when you go see a Five Guys?
Right.
Where do you turn and see a Five Guys?
You really call.
Get the burger car, please.
All right, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.